Well, hello and welcome in again to the Worship Life Podcast with Mike Harland. As always, I am Brian Brown, your co-host today. And Mike, we've got an exciting show. And
wait,
as always...
Wait, before you go further, how long have you been Brian Brown?
As far as I know. Well, yeah, according to...
I mean, when you said that, as always, I'm Brian Brown. I've just wondered if there was a time when you weren't.
According to the Psalms, as you know, David says we were knit together in the secret place before we were even born. So I'm for a long time.
You've been Brian Brown.
I've been Brian Brown as long as I've had cognizant
Wayne Brown's son.
The Reverend Dr. Wayne H. Brown, Roy yes. Brown's grandson, and Norman Rickey's grandson. And we could go on.
We could go on, but that's probably enough.
And a child of the king. Praise the Lord.
Did you get one of those DNA test things for Christmas?
I have not. Like okay. The 23andMe kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. I haven't found out if I have any Native
if
American
you ever do that,
ancestry.
If you ever do that, I'd be curious to know what the mix is.
It's kind of a Billy Graham meets whoever else I can think of really quick.
We better go on
with
our
better
guest.
Move on. We have a guest today, Mike.
We do.
You know, it's 2018 when we're recording this podcast. Hopefully it'll air in 2018. That's our goal.
I'm sure it will.
And so the technology and worship, we've talked about it many times on many podcasts, how reliant we are on technology to do what we need to do. So we've got a special guest here today who's going to talk about that. Why don't you introduce
him
to our
guest? We do. Everybody that listens to our podcast would have heard of the ministry and the work of Media Shout, yeah. which is a tremendous tool to churches, and many churches use Media Shout. As the church has become increasingly technical and also visual with worship enhancements, whether that be lyrics or videos or many, many other ways that you can use those kind of tools and technical tools, Media Shout's been a company that has been at the forefront of that and done it a long time. They're great friends of ours, and we've worked very closely with Media Shout through the years, and we have one of their top guys here, Aaron West. And we're just really thrilled to have Aaron here. We're going to talk a little bit about Media Shout, tell a little bit about that story,
yeah.
and then a little bit about how churches can be helped by presentation software and other tools that a company like Media Shout produces. So, Brian, we welcome to the microphone Aaron West, who is the director of the user experience at Media Shout. Aaron, welcome. We're glad to have you at Lifeway today.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here. Thank you.
All right, so I got to ask you this question. This is your first time in our new headquarters.
Yeah.
So we're having fun these days when people come see us. You met with us several times, many times,
oh, yeah.
over in the old location.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that you're sitting here tells me you were not in the building when they imploded it, so that's good.
That's a good sign, yes.
So, but now your first visit to our new headquarters. What are your impressions? What do you tell the folks out there what you see?
You know, I absolutely loved walking in and just seeing even the history that was brought over from the old building in the lobby of the new building and what you guys have done. It's a very magnificent place that you guys have here. You can tell you guys have a lot of fun walking around the different areas and the floors and meeting people and stuff. And it's just a great facility that's here. And I love the connection with the store. The what you guys have down there is brand new. You guys are trying some stuff with that, which is great. And so I'm excited to see where this goes for you guys. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I wanted you to share that. I've had this fear that this optic has been out there of the Lifeway Draper Tower being imploded and falling to the ground. And
I've seen it three or four times.
Yeah, and I've actually seen these memes that people have done, you know, about Lifeway and all that. And that's, I don't think anybody really believes the negativity, but I just want people to know this is an exciting time to be at Lifeway.
And, it is.
Yeah, it really is.
And I will tell you, you know, for me growing up just north of Nashville and coming to, you know, when you would drive down to Nashville and you see the Draper Tower as you're coming to Nashville, it's an icon.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things where you miss. But I tell you what, you guys have done a great job of keeping that history alive here and keeping that part of the company here as you've moved into this new facility. It's great.
Well, Aaron, one of the reasons Lifeway is Lifeway is because through the years, our company has come alongside people that are doing ministry and helping churches. And we don't ever really consider ourselves in competition,
mm-mm.
although from a business standpoint or in a market kind of a view, there people could say, well, Lifeway's competing with these other companies. We get that kind of suspicion about other music companies. But the truth of the matter is we don't consider any of these companies that are partners of ours competitors.
Yep.
We see them as co-laborers with us. And you come from a company that we feel very much that way about. Media Shout what a rich heritage and history. And we're excited at Lifeway. I think it's one of the reasons our company has survived many of the changes that have had to happen is because we've got these strategic relationships and alliances. And so I just want to start by saying thank you to you and to Media Shout through you today for all those years that we've worked together and helped churches together. And we really believe in you guys and believe in what you're doing.
Mike, that I would say the same thing back from us to you guys. You guys are one of those companies that we love to work with, one of those organizations that it's much more than what's the best thing for business. It's how can we serve the church together and share the gospel together.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. That's why we love working with you guys on the things that we've done. So thank you for that.
Thank you for that. And I can't get started into this conversation without talking about my friend Eric Idle. So he's the leader over there at Media Shout.
He is. He's our CEO.
Yeah. And what a you know, somebody was talking about Eric. So, you know, he's a foodie. Mm-hmm. He can tell you the best restaurants in town and where what you ought to order when you're there. And just a compelling guy. And he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. But I heard somebody say that he actually had organized crime connections. I don't know if that's true or not. But
if you're listening to this, Eric, please ignore anything that Mike is saying right now.
No, I'm totally kidding. I love Eric. We go to church together. Mm-hmm. I see him a lot at church. Yep. He volunteers on the technical staff at church. And that's how cool is that, that the guy that is the head of Media Shout is sitting behind the camera.
Yep. He runs camera there.
Runs camera. Loves it. In our worship services at Brentwood Baptist, and we always kind of nod each other at each other when I'm happen to be leading worship and he's on a camera. That's pretty cool that he gets to do that. Aaron, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit.
Okay.
I didn't prep you at all for this conversation.
No, not at all.
Just give us the elevator speech. Mm-hmm. Let's say I just landed from Mars and I've never heard of Media Shout.
Yep.
And give me the elevator speech about who Media Shout is and a little bit of the story of how it came to be.
Absolutely. So Media Shout was founded almost 18 years ago by four guys from the Josh McDowell Ministries. Mm-hmm. And they had a vision to put together tools that would make their life easier from a production standpoint. They did AV and production. And so they created Media Shout, which has become one of the main presentation softwares out there. It's designed for churches of all sizes to be able to put lyrics and scripture, videos, images, music, whatever, all is in one package, and be able to display that, be able to play that as part of their AV presentations on Sunday mornings for special events, different things like that. But it all started as part of the Josh McDowell Ministries on the road as part of the AV company, and they said, we need to find a better way to do what we're doing, and that's how Media Shout was born.
I love that.
It was the first of anything like it in the industry.
It sure was. A real pioneer. I remember when I was worship pastor of a church, and I remember hearing about Media Shout, and I remember going through the process of leading my church to acquire the tool for our church's use and becoming familiar with it. And you say 18 years ago, I guess when I became a Media Shout customer, would have been probably 15 or 16 years ago. So you guys were just brand new. But I remember then observing right off the bat how effective Media Shout was to help me and help the people at my church that did the technical things, help us do our job a lot better. And I know it enhanced our experience in the churches where I served. And I know churches have been helped for all these years.
Oh, yeah. And I'm right there with you. I started on Media Shout as a user 16 or 17 years ago as a college student. Our university ended up purchasing it for our Baptist Student Union.
Yeah.
And that was my first introduction to Media Shout. And I absolutely fell in love with it. I saw so much potential in what it could do beyond, you know, everything else that was out there with PowerPoint and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And used it for many years in churches along the way. And it's been fun watching it grow and be a part of the growth process over the last few years that I've been there as well.
Well, that's the Media Shout story. So catch us up with you.
Yeah.
How you were talking about as a college student, you were introduced to the tool. So give us an idea of how you wind up at Media Shout and now serve there in the leadership team of of that great company.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I worked for the university after I graduated and was involved in church AV. I was a part-time AV tech at a church before having AV techs was really a thing. It was kind of an interesting concept. And so helped install their first projector that they had in their church and get them all set up. After that, I ended up moving to Fargo, North Dakota, where I ended up doing IT work for a year and then eventually became the tech director at a church there in Fargo, North Dakota, about 2,500 people.
Wow. And what's the name of that church?
Bethel Evangelical Free Church.
I've heard of that church in Fargo.
Fargo, North Dakota.
So, in Nashville last year, we had 21 inches of snow for the year, and we were like, man, what a big snow year. And Fargo would have 200 feet? I don't know.
It would start snowing in late October, early November, and you wouldn't see your yard again until mid-March when it falls.
Wow. My friend Greg Nelson that was from North Dakota, he talked about one of their favorite things to do late in the winter was to walk rooftop to rooftop.
Oh, you could, yeah.
And his mom and dad would really fuss at him for doing that, but it's like, no, we can't do that here in Nashville.
No.
Do you still get tickled when you see our traffic come to a crawl because of a half inch of
Well, I grew up in Kentucky, so I completely understand the ice and the hills and all that. But, yeah, I mean, after spending time in Fargo and you see as much snow as we saw and nothing shut down.
Yeah.
Everything still kept on going as it always does. And then to come down here and you get, 2 inches and everything closes. And
wow.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to MediaShout just a little bit. Thank you for sharing your personal story there. So when you think about MediaShout, way back in the early days, it really was mostly about song lyrics. Lyrics,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yep.
Probably scripture was pretty quick after that or about
those,
the same
those
time.
Those are about the same time. Those are the
so
two main things.
So song lyrics and scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm certainly not going to expect you in this short time to describe all that MediaShout will do. But tell us the story of how it starts there and what that evolution to what MediaShout is today. Give us some of the highlights of that process.
Yeah, absolutely. So, with MediaShout, the focus has always been on scripture and lyrics. That's that's always been the primary focus of it because that's what most churches need. And that eliminates the good old overhead projectors that I think we all remember and doing stuff with that. But as we've gone on, we've listened to what our churches are actually saying. They're going, hey, they're the innovators. They're the ones that are going, hey, we'd like to try this. What about this? And so we would sit there and go, how do we make that happen? How can we make this as easy as we can?
Really, the evolution of the tool is really you responding to what churches were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you came through into this work from the church perspective.
Yep.
So you probably still feel like a user.
Oh, very much so. Absolutely.
You kind of never have taken that hat off.
No, not at all. And that's one thing I think that gives me the advantage to be able to do what I do, because now I oversee all the development of what MediaShout does. And so now, with me working with the developers, I'm giving them a perspective that they've not had from such a user as myself who's been around with it for so long and watched this journey happen. So, we've got things now where you can do liturgies if you want to have call and response stuff built into the program. We've got capabilities of doing multi-screen. So if you want to do environmental projection, we've got all this built into the program. We've got the ability to set up audio playlists and have your own playlist going from iTunes built right through MediaShout. There's all these capabilities of churches going, hey, we'd love to be able to do this. Is it possible? And us going, well, let's see if we can figure out a way to make that happen and make it easy for the church to use and not just complicate the program even more.
Yeah. So you just hit on something that I wanted you to talk about a little bit. I want to argue with you.
Okay.
A little bit.
Bring it on.
But we are brothers that agree. But I'm going to role play with you, and I'm going to be the church pastor, and I'm going to tell you all the reasons that I don't think my church can do MediaShout.
Go for it.
And you speak to it. So first of all, we don't know anybody. I don't have anybody that knows how to use software like that.
Well, the great thing is MediaShout is easy to learn. It's designed for that purpose because we know that most of our churches are going to be volunteer-based. And most of our users, to be completely honest, are in their mid to upper ages with that. One of my favorite users is a 90-year-old lady out in California.
Wow.
And she loves to use MediaShout. And she'll tell you, she goes, I didn't know anything about a computer the first time I started working with MediaShout. And she's one of our best users that we have. So I've had people tell me, well, if she can do it, then I can do it.
Exactly. You need to make a video of her running people. All right. So, but my church, our computer is just a basic computer. We don't have one of those fancy big computers that a lot of people have. And we can't afford one of those. So I don't think our computer would run MediaShout.
Well, we're happy to help with that. We do have computer bundles that have MediaShout involved, and we can help you find the right solution for you. We also have other programs that aren't fully functioning. They're not the fully featured MediaShout, but they add on to things like PowerPoint. We have a program called MediaShout Bridge, which is simply just an add-on to PowerPoint, which gives you some of those basic tools, lyrics and Bibles, right inside of PowerPoint. And that's a good starting point for you. If you can't quite afford MediaShout or the computer to run it, we've got the tools to help you get going.
All right. So I'm still arguing with you at this point. So my problem is I'm the only pastor. I'm the only staff member at my church. And if they come to me with a problem, if I'm the only person they can come to, and I don't know how to help if something breaks or if something goes wrong. I just imagine we get this tool and 3 weeks in, something's going to happen and I'm not going to know what to do about it.
One of the things that I think sets MediaShout apart from anybody else in this industry is our customer support. And so if you have a question, if you have an issue, we are there. You can call us, you can email us, get on social media, you can find us. I actually encourage a lot of our users. I talk to them on the phone. I'm like, hey, listen, write down our phone number. Write down our email address, put it right by the computer. Mm. That way, if anybody ever has any problem, it's sitting right there. They can contact us. Even on the weekends, if you email us, you're going to get a response pretty quick from our team because we're always watching things. We always want to keep on top of it to make sure that our users are having a great experience and they're not getting caught up in these challenges that we can help them avoid.
Our worship at our church, and again, everybody, I'm role playing, so this is okay. So please don't. But our worship at our church is real spontaneous. We'll change songs on the fly. We don't do this preset thing. We just kind of, so I don't think a software program like that would help me because we wouldn't go by a plan or a script. I don't know what we would do.
The great thing is our program gives you the ability to do stuff on the fly like that without any difficulty. For instance, you got a song that comes up and you don't know what it is, but maybe you know the first line of the song, and before the band or the praise singers even start singing the song, you know it. You can hit the insert button, find that song by searching for it, have it up on the screen without even closing that window, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, I've actually seen people running MediaShout do that very thing, and it's a little spooky, honestly, because I've actually had this experience when during a communion service or doing some special time of response, and just a song come to your mind and just start singing it, and I'm thinking I picked that song because I thought, well, they won't be able to find this lyric, and I want to pick something everybody can do. And I mean, before the first phrase is over, here comes the lyric. I'm going, whoa, wait a minute here. Yep. They were able to find it. So, all right, so our church writes our own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't be in the database. They wouldn't. I don't even know. I mean, we're doing original content all the time. So, so how could MediaShout help me?
It's easy because you have a database that you can actually add your own lyrics to very easily, just like a word processor. Copy and paste text in, or type it in the way that you want. Format it then for MediaShout. It's then saved in your database. So the next time you're ready to do that song, it's already there waiting for you. You don't have to recreate it every time.
Wow. Hey, Aaron, here's a big one. I use everything Lifeway Worship does.
Mm-hmm.
And use the New Baptist Hymnal. I use LifewayWorship.com. And do I have to go in there and just load all that stuff in myself? I mean, how does MediaShout work with Lifeway Worship?
Well, a couple of different things that we do that work right within Lifeway Worship. One is we have a connection with Song Select, CCLI.
Mm-hmm.
So if the song's in the hymnal, more than likely we have it in CCLI. And you can download it right from Song Select and put it right in, click of a button. It actually adds everything in there very easily for you from that standpoint. From a musical standpoint, LifewayWorship.com tracks and things like that, we have an app called Worship Band in Hand. And it's a great app for worship leaders who may not have a full band behind them, but want to be able to have that sound with them. You guys have created some great tracks that we've put into Worship Band in Hand that make it easy for these worship pastors. Actually, I'll tell you a little story here. the tracks that I are my favorite are actually the lifewayworship.com tracks.
Sing it, brother. Sing it.
I need like that one. But I have my iPad loaded with tons of stuff. So when I go with my guitar, I can take and have, if somebody says, hey, can you lead worship for us? Because that happens a lot where I'm asked just kind of on the spontaneous, can you sing a couple songs for us? Yeah, absolutely. I can pull out my guitar, pull out my iPad, and I'm connect up and we're ready to go. I can lead worship.
So Aaron, you just talked about this, and going into our interview, I wasn't even thinking about Worship Band in Hand, and I should have, because that is an app you guys developed. We have a wonderful relationship with Worship mm-hmm. Band in Hand. Media Shout owns that. And I want you and I, let's unpack that just a little more.
Okay.
I had this phone call just last week from a small church pastor who is in Kentucky, of all places. And he called me, and he reached out to me and said, I've got a real problem, and I don't know what to do about it. I've got a good piano player, but she travels some and she's out some, and whenever she's at the piano, it works out just fine.
Yep.
But if she's not at the piano, the people that I have leading songs don't have the confidence, and our worship really breaks down if she's not there. And so I've thought about using tracks. I've thought about doing stuff. And then also, we would love to have more instruments in our worship, but she's the only one that can play piano. You know, to help me, how does my worship not fall apart when I don't have musicians? And you know what my answer to that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Worship band in hand. Yeah. So I had a great conversation with that guy and was able to show him. So here's what I want to do, you and I together. Let's talk about this tool a little bit for somebody that might be out there going, well, that sounds cool, but I don't even know what that is. Imagine an iPad, and if this app is open on the iPad, what you are looking at is a eight channel.
Yep.
An eight channel. You're looking at a mixing console, just like if you were standing behind a soundboard.
Yep.
And you're looking at an eight channel control thing. There's a master volume level, but then in those channels are vocals.
Yep.
Click.
Yep.
Guitar.
Yep.
Electric guitar.
Yep.
Drums.
Yep.
Piano.
Yep.
And maybe even something else.
Yep.
Bass. I didn't mention bass.
Yep.
All right. So I'm looking at a mixing console, and I've got these channels, and every one of those sounds are isolated. And so if I have a piano player, but nothing else, but I want to play with band, tell them how this tool does that.
So the great thing is you can take that audio feed it to your piano player so that they're in sync with everything, especially with a click track. You bring your piano track out of the mix, and now you've got the piano player playing with a full band right there with it, and now your worship leader can sing over top of that and go right with it.
Yeah, and let's say, and I hope the guys that are hearing about this for the first time heard what you just said. You might need to pick that hit that little 15-second rewind icon that's on your player right now and listen to what you just said again, because I want you to imagine looking at that mixing console on your iPad, that all the levers are up except the piano one.
The piano one.
And so you've got everything else. And I want to give one more thing. Let's say you don't have a real confident singer.
Mm.
All right, so that vocal line is all the way up as well, and there are actually voices on there, and you could actually turn that down if you wanted a little of that and not a lot of it. You could actually have voices in there that would just give an insecure singer more confidence to lead from, because they've got some voices right there underneath them. Or you could, let's say you didn't want the congregation hearing the recorded vocals, you could just put it back in the monitor for the leader.
That's correct.
And the leader is singing along with a group of people, which keep them in pitch, hopefully. And in time, and kind of make sure it's linking up. And of course, the click track, some pastor might hear this and say, what in the world is a click track? It's just a separate track that keeps a beat of the track, has a count in, so you'll know exactly where to start. And if somebody had never used one of those before, they could lead with band in hand, worship band in hand, they could lead with confidence after about 15 minutes of fooling with it.
Absolutely.
Do you agree with that, sir?
I completely agree with that. Totally. If not even less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just get a track, go find a private place, and you could figure it out in 10 minutes how to use it and use it in worship.
Yep.
I'm like you. I'm a guitar player, and many times I've taken out my iPad, and I have led great songs that had all kinds of rhythm in it that I didn't want to lose, but it was only me and my guitar, and I've done it. And Lifeway Worship tracks through Worship Band in Hand. I highly recommend that to anybody that needs a fuller, more rhythm-driven experience and yet don't have the musicians to pull that off week after week.
And I'll tell you one thing that surprised us with Worship Band in Hand. That was the original design. That was the original design of the program was for that purpose of like we're talking about.
Yeah.
But one of the side effects that we did not plan on was youth groups. And yeah. So what we've had is a lot of churches have said, you know what, we're going to invest in iPads. And what we're going to do is we're going to put the tracks in there for our youth group to learn the songs, our youth band.
Isn't that great?
They take the iPads home. They isolate just their channel, learn their part. Then they can mute their channel and play with the rest of the band. And then we come back together for services. They're playing the songs together. They're not even using Band in Hand on then, but they've learned yeah. their tracks and they've picked it up.
Or they might be using just the click.
Or they might just be using just the click, exactly.
And playing all the instruments. So it's also a rehearsal tool. Mm-hmm. It's very cost effective. The app is free.
App is free. All you're paying for is the songs.
So go to the App Store, type in Worship Band in Hand. It's going to come right up. And yep. I use it all the time. And that's an exciting thing that Media Shout has given back to the church. All right, we need to wrap it up. Brian's getting a little restless over there. So give us some closing thoughts about what's coming from Media Shout. You probably don't want to tell us everything's in development. We get that. But what are the kinds of things that you guys are chasing right now for the church's benefit in the future?
Absolutely. One of the things that we have really focused on, especially in the last couple of years, has been the customer and really spending time listening to the customer and hearing what is it that you're doing? What is it that you're missing? What our big thing right now is we're looking at what are the things that the church may not even realize they need right now, but they're asking for it in ways they don't realize they're asking mm-hmm. for it. And so we're really trying to listen carefully to that and be innovators, try to bring things to the church that no one else is doing right now. We're working on some great stuff with our Media Shout version 6 that's out, continually innovating that, adding new features to that to make life easier for our users. One of the things that we have, just to give an example, one of the things that we have in Media Shout 6 is what we call our inline editor. It's basically a live editor on the fly. Pretty much any program, including previous versions of MediaShout, if you wanted to edit something, you had to open up a separate window, make your edits, and then you close that window. Mm-hmm. No more. It's all right there live. While you're playing, you can skip around and play cues and edit all at the same time. And so it's all in one feature to make it as fast and as easy as we can for stuff, like you mentioned, on the fly or changes that have to occur last minute like that. It's so yeah. easy to use.
So as director of the user experience, it could be just as simple as you look, you're watching churches closely.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you see a workaround,
mm-hmm.
you go, there's an opportunity for us to address that from a programming standpoint.
Absolutely.
And then make something easier, quicker, faster, better. And you know what? Let's make some application here right at the end of our time together. Why would we want it to become simpler, better, easier, more accessible to more people? And I'll let you answer that, and then I'll take a shot at it.
You know, it's we live in a culture where, and I think it's been well described as a CNN culture, where, you know, when you turn on CNN, you look on the TV, there's 7 different things going on the screen at the same time. When we go into church, what ends up happening is there's one thing and one thing only at a time. Mm-hmm. And so we live in a culture where our brains are focused on all the stuff going on. And then we come into church and we have to try to focus on one thing at a moment. And so what we have found is our goal at MediaShout is to do is to be an emphasis on what's happening and to be an enhancement of what's happening. It's not the point of what's happening. And we definitely want it to be a distraction from what's happening, but we want it to be an emphasis or an enhancement of what's going on. And so what we're doing is we're then going and taking these things that could be visual to enhance visually what's going on, could be auditory, things that are happening audibly and enhancing those things, basically to help the congregants, the members, come in closer to the throne room of God, essentially is what it all comes down to, whether that's what the pastor is saying, whether it's the songs that are being sung, whether it's the word being read. Our goal is to make sure that we're doing everything we can to enhance that yeah. and encourage that.
Well, and you've said it, and we've talked about it on this podcast before, you are eliminating distractions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to add anything to the Word of God, because the Word of God is powerful.
Amen.
And able to do everything God intends it to do. Our job is to eliminate it, to present it in the very best way, most accurate way, and then to eliminate everything that would distract from it.
Yep.
You know, we Brian and I have often said we're the enemies of distraction. That's kind of what when we're church leaders. And then I would add this to what you just said. By making these tools accessible, usable, available for church leaders, you're actually enabling church leaders that take advantage of these. You're freeing them up for more time of preparation, for more prayer, for more in planning, for more prepare. You know, all the things that they could spend their time doing instead of spending a few hours a week trying to figure out the technical thing. You've given them a tool that they can get that done, done with excellence, and be confident that they're ready to go on the technical side. Now they can focus on other aspects
on
of
doing
ministry. On doing ministry where the people live and what God's doing in people's lives.
Absolutely.
So that's what a great ministry that is. We love you guys. I love Eric. Tell him hello. Tell him I'm ready for lunch whenever he is. Because you want to go to lunch with Eric Idle. He knows where to eat.
That's just right.
All it is to it. And we really appreciate Media Shout and all that you guys do to help us do what we are called to do.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
Thank you
that.
For being here today.
Thank you.
Well, Mike, that was an exciting conversation, certainly with Aaron West and the folks at Media Shout, Worship Bandenham. My youngest brother is a worship leader in the D.C. area, as you know, and his instrumentation is different every single week, and he absolutely couldn't live without band in hand. And you know, being my little brother, he loves to find things to pick at me about. And so if there's anything we produce that he thinks is less in any way, or even if he doesn't, just to bother me, he'll make a comment about it.
That never happens.
But because he's my brother, he always makes a comment trying to tease me, but never about band in hand. He always says the tracks that we have at band in hand are the best for his worship ministry, and it hurts him to say that to his brother. But it's a wonderful tool.
Funny.
And Aaron, we thank you for being here and for what you do to churches, what you do to churches, what
four
you do
churches.
For churches.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
And to them, but for them, we're excited to be in partnership and ministry with you. We'd love to hear from you guys, our listeners. Tell us maybe some of the creative ways that you've used the Media Shout tools in the past. If you have ideas that we can pass along to Aaron. Of course, you can submit those directly. Or if you want to know more information, email us, worship@lifeway.com, and we can pass those questions and get the information from Aaron and the folks at Media Shout and get it right back to you. If you're not using that software tool now, you'll probably be using it soon. And so the earlier you can learn about it and the more you can learn about it, the more you'll be prepared to take that next step in your ministry. Also, let us know how we can pray for you here at Lifeway. Certainly be in prayer for us at Lifeway Worship. And let us know topics you'd like to hear Mike discuss on the Worship Life podcast. Until we meet again, this is Brian Brown from Mike Harlan saying thanks for joining us today in the Worship Life podcast. We look forward to being back together with you very soon.